His body exploded with desire as he ground his teeth, wanting to sample it.
"Back off!" He had made her a promise, and he wasn't about to break it.
Instead, he kissed her lightly on the head.
"Good night, Delphine,"
he whispered, savoring the syllables of her name. Rolling over, he closed his eyes and forced himself to ignore her.
As if.
But the sound of her breathing did lull him, and as he drifted off to sleep, a part of him imagined what it would be like to spend eternity with her by his side.
"Delphine?"
At the sound of her name, Delphine jerked up from where she was making a flower garland. She was in a quiet meadow, the one she'd played in as a girl, but now dark clouds were rolling in, blocking out the sun.
"Who's there?"
she called. A shadow of Zeth appeared. She shot to her feet, ready to battle him. This was how they always attacked. He would bring others into her dream, and they would defeat her. Zeth was a beautiful god, and his blue eyes normally glowed. But he looked sick now. His long black hair hung lankly around his gaunt face. Those eyes, now black instead of blue, were sunken.
"There's something wrong,"
he breathed.
"You've destroyed us."
"No, it's more than that. There's something noir is feeding us. Don't."
He faded out, then reappeared.
"Don't eat."
Then he was gone. Delphine turned around, looking for others. Was it a trick? But there was no one else here. She tried to use her powers. Again, they were worthless to her. It appeared that even in this realm, she was trapped. Lightning flashed, followed by a tremendous clap of thunder. An angry wind plastered her clothes against her. Delphine headed toward the woods where her house had once been. She didn't get far. Azura was there on the pathway, blocking her.
"What's the matter, child? Are you afraid?
Why are you here?"
Azura smiled, but the gesture didn't reach her cold eyes.
"I have a gift for you."
"I don't want your presents,"
she tisked.
"You'll want this one."
Delphine started running. If she could reach the trees, she didn't make it. Azura appeared before her and caught her. Screaming, Delphine tried to fight. It was no use. Azura threw her to the ground and shoved something in her mouth.
"Swallow."
Delphine shook her head, trying to break free. She tried to spit the bitter-tasting gel from her mouth. Nothing worked.
"Swallow!"
Azura shouted in a demonic voice. Delphine choked, but in the end she couldn't resist the order. The gel went down her throat. She cried out as it seemed to slither through her. Azura laughed.
"He'll like you even more now."
She pulled back and left Delphine on the ground. Writhing in pain, she wanted to vomit and couldn't. But after a few minutes, the pain lessened, and an unbearable heat started deep inside her, one that wouldn't let her sleep another minute. Opening her eyes, she found herself still in bed with Jericho. Darkness enveloped them, and yet she could see the outline of his body perfectly. Needing a taste of him, she attacked. Azura laughed as she returned to the war room where Noir sat feeding one of his ugly black hounds. He glanced up with a stern frown.
"You look pleased."
"I am. I've just guaranteed us a little more time of Kratos being out of our hair.
Good.
He patted the hound on the head.
He's entirely too nosy. I found out from one of my pets that he was downstairs talking to Dimas and Jaden.
She hissed like a cat at the name of Jaden.
If there was one creature she hated, he was it.
It seems our little broker hasn't learned his lesson.
Does he ever?
She curled her lip. Such a pity we can't kill him.
At least he bleeds well. Something the others don't do.
True.
Azura trailed her hand along the back of his chair.
Have you found your Malachi?
Only the city. Ma'at and the Atlantean god Apostolos are guarding him so that I can't find his exact location. But I will tear that city apart until I do.
She paused by his side.
Perhaps you don't have to.
What do you mean?
One of my demons told me that there's a group of Galu looking for a haven.
Noir looked up with interest.
Galu?
Those were Sumerian demons, and some of the most brutal of any demons. Best of all, the blood of a Galu was infectious, and could turn their victims into zombies.
Shall we invite them in?
Noir smiled.
Absolutely. And I know their first victim.
Kratos.
He nodded, and Azura laughed. With Kratos bitten, they would be in complete and utter control of him. Then, even without the Malachi or their sister Braith, the world would be theirs forever.